This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do I do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or The Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC, lower payments guarantee.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.com.
The Mortgage Mom.
Hi there, this is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do? I bring you guys all kinds of tips and advice about buying a home. Well, I've got a tip for you. Did you know that even if you just got a new job that you could get into financing? Truly depends on what it is that you've been doing prior to this new job, but many times we can carry over history from a previous job or maybe schooling that you were in to get the job that you have. So if you've thought that the answer is no, don't stop there. Give me a call. Let's talk. You and me, Mom, one-on-one. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click on Contact Us and send me an email. We'll get together and see what we can do for you.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 0945004, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
The Mortgage Mom.
So this is actually the last part of the show before we are done for the day. And this is when we typically start to take and answer questions. So if you do have questions and you'd like to give us a call, please feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. That is not just during this hour. You can reach us at that number any day, anytime. When we are not in, we do have a call service that will take calls and schedule appointments with you. I do want to touch on that for just a little bit because I've actually had a lot of people that don't want to schedule an appointment and they'll actually leave a message with the call service that says, I just want to ask some questions before I make an appointment. So when you make an appointment with us, you are making a phone appointment. So I want to make sure that that is clear. It's not an in-person. You guys don't have to come in prepared with a bunch of documents, you know, in order to talk to us. It is truly a phone appointment. It's just that we do need to make sure that we are scheduling those out so that we can call everybody back and give them the individual attention that they deserve during that time. So that is what you want to do. If you have questions for us that you'd like to ask us before getting something started, that is what that phone appointment is for, so that we can talk about you, your situation, your credit, your student loans, whatever it is that you have going on, your property value or the home that you want to buy, whether you want it to be an investment. That is the time for you to be able to ask every single question that you have been thinking is during that phone appointment. So do not be shy about making that appointment. Schedule it. I am the person that calls you back. You are getting me, Debbie, the mortgage mom. I know that a lot of people don't think that either, and I call back and they're shocked. The answer that I usually get is, oh my goodness, I really didn't think it was going to be you. I mean, I knew it would be your office, but I figured it was somebody with your office. So it is, I would say, 95% of the time, the call that you get when you make a phone appointment is going to be with me. Now, there will be times that my schedule is booked that you do have the opportunity, if you don't want to wait for me for a couple of days before I have an opening, that obviously you can talk with Larry or you can talk with Alex or you could talk with Heidi. You know, you can ask any questions that you want and we can schedule those appointments and make sure that you get to talk to somebody the same day that you call. But if my schedule is full and you want to talk to somebody immediately, then obviously we would schedule you with one of them to talk to. But if you schedule an appointment and you want me, you will get me. And I'm going to answer those questions for you. So please don't be shy about that. Call us, give us a call, let them set you up with that phone appointment, and then you will get to talk with me one-on-one. So the number is 844-935-3634. Text messages are really easy for us to read and answer while we're on during the show. The phone calls that come in are a little bit more difficult for us to take while we're, you know, live on air. So if you do want to ask a question right now, get those out. Text the word mom to 474747. So the number that you are texting is the 474747. In the body of the text message, you will put mom and you will hit send. You will get a text message back from us that says, hi, how can we help you? And then you can go ahead and start going back and forth with us in text messaging. So go ahead and please right now, feel free to start sending those messages over. Text the word mom to 474747. So let's read the first one, Heidi. Let's do this.
All right. Good morning. I want to refi to get rid of my PMI. I have a Chapter 13 BK. It will be 2 years from discharge this January. I was told I had to wait 2 years.
Okay, so she does have to wait 2 years. With a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it is different than a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Chapter 7 bankruptcies have a longer waiting period because when you filed the bankruptcy, you literally discharged all the debt and you paid nothing back. So you do have a longer waiting period with a Chapter 7 than you would with a Chapter 13. Now, let me actually talk a little bit about that because there are different guidelines based on different loan programs. So with an FHA loan, even with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, the waiting period is actually only 1 year, where with a, you know, conventional loan, the waiting period is actually 3 years. So it is totally different with FHA versus conventional, Chapter 7 versus Chapter 13. Chapter 11s are a completely different situation. But with this person, Chapter 13 bankruptcy, she could actually do an FHA refinance immediately. But with the conventional loan, she does need to wait the 2 years. So if she is at, in January will be from discharge date, her 2 year period, she will have to wait until January to actually begin the application process. She can't start it early and then close it at, you know, at the date of the 2 year mark. She actually cannot apply for that loan until the discharge date is exactly 2 years. And I believe it's 2 years and 1 day. So we've got to get, you know, past that 2 year mark.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Very simple
okay.
question.
All right.
When is your next workshop?
Oh, I like that one. So in the past, and again, we've been here, you know, on the radio for over 3 years now. And we did, for the first couple of years that we were on the radio, we used to do workshops where we would travel around to different cities and we would set everything up and we would actually do a presentation in person, you know, to do the workshops. And they were all home buyer education workshops. We don't do that now because I decided that I think most people would prefer to watch the workshops as they go when they're ready on their own time, which is why we've created those workshops on YouTube. So we've actually got 9 workshops on YouTube right now. So we start at the beginning. I made them bite size. So the first couple of them are about 45 minutes. When we get into the later ones, those ones are actually anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes. So it brings you through the process, but you can do it at your own pace, your own speed, and when you're ready. So instead of having to sign up for a workshop that maybe you're not quite ready, but you don't know when we'll be back in your city next, this allows you to do it at your own pace, at your own time. So go to Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube and you guys can see everything right there.
And then how do they sign up again if they want to get notified for the next one?
So all they have to do is text the word mom to 474747. And when they do that, they're basically opting into, you know, our list of people. And so when I do put up the next workshop, I will send out a text message that says workshop 204 is now available on YouTube. There will be a link that they can click on to take them right to it. So if they do want to be notified when that is available, they can do it that way. Or through YouTube, they can subscribe to the channel. So if they subscribe to the Mortgage Mom Radio YouTube channel, they do have to turn on notifications with YouTube. That way they do get a message in their inbox that says Mortgage Mom Radio has uploaded a new video. So they can do it either way, but that would be the best way to know when there has been one released. And we're trying to do those about every month, 6 weeks, sometimes every 2 months. But before the end of the year, the home buyer workshop will be completely done. And I truly only have, I think, 2 left. And then after that, we're going to start working on a refinance series for current homeowners where we're talking about, home improvements, renovation loans, you know, just different things, cash out refinances, conventional versus FHA, you know, VA, but all for current homeowners for refinance. So even if maybe you already own your home and you don't think that the home buyer workshop series is what you need, if you want to be alerted once we get those refinance and those current homeowner workshops started, then like Heidi said, text the word mom to 474747. That is all you have to do. That's going to opt you in. I truly do not send you guys out a million messages. You will get one when a video comes up and there is no other reason for me to text you. So it's not going to be a bunch of spam to your cell phone.
Perfect. And I ask this because my technology knowledge, it's limited.
You are limited. I think I had to get you on YouTube. I know you're not on Twitter.
No, I don't. I don't Twitter.
No.
No.
I think I saw you might have maybe signed up for Instagram, but I'm not 100% about that.
I did have my son do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm on there.
Yeah. 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 Heidi's definitely not the big technology person.
No, no. I still don't know where my cloud is. So we're okay.
All right. Well, all very right. Good. The cloud's in the cloud.
All right. So we have one more. It says, and this is a fun one.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed why we shouldn't go to the Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I talked about that quite a few times. So we had a really bad experience, me and my family, at the Great Wolf Lodge. Let me just say very, very quickly that it is not a cheap place to go to for you and your family. So if you would like to hear about our experience and how fantastic that it was. You guys can just go back and search the podcast. You'll see it titled, you know, Why You Shouldn't Go to the Great Wolf Lodge. But, you know, that's all through podcasting. And like I said, just because we finish up today doesn't mean that you've got to wait till next week. It doesn't mean if you missed a portion of the episode. We were talking about, you know, being able to do a refinance to consolidate the student loan debt. We were talking about your insurance because of the fires and earthquake, you know, things like that. If you've missed those parts, it doesn't mean that we're done and that you just miss them and can never hear them again. Go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can listen to every podcast we've ever put up there and you can learn all about everything if you've missed it. You want to go back to something we said a couple of weeks ago and, you know, something we said today reminded you of something we talked about and you wanted to refresh on that. The podcast is great. If you have Alexa, Alexa will play the podcast for you. So really pretty simple. Okay, so give me another one. We're flying through these today. So if you guys are out there and you're listening and you want to ask your questions too, please feel free to do so. Text the word mom to 474747. La-la-la-la-la. It's a busy morning. Text the word mom to 474747 and you guys get it. This is live, so we're going to make some mistakes. But text that word and go mom to 474747. Get those questions out to us. We would love to answer them for you. So, what's the next one, Heidi? What do you got for me?
Okay, so I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to throw you off a little bit maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Okay, so for all our listeners out there, mom does get all kinds of text messages.
Oh, I do.
Mortgage related or not. We don't normally read the ones that are not mortgage related. So I'm gonna spice it up a little bit, make it a little bit fun.
Okay.
All right. Mom, Aiden won't turn his phone off.
Okay. So I'm gonna pretend like that's my kid saying, Mom, Mikey won't turn his phone off. Like they're sharing a bedroom and trying to go to bed.
Right.
Mom's gonna walk in the room and just go take the phone out of his hand. Anyway, okay, go to the next one.
Mom, Aiden won't go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one too. No, there's no more water. No, you don't have to use the restroom. I do get a lot of very, very funny questions. I get a lot of funny text messages, and I do respond to all of those. You know, if you guys do have a question mom related, please feel free, you know, send it over. I mean, we've got, you know, I've my oldest Manny is, you know, 18. He'll be 19 in January. He's in college. I've got Mikey, who is 14. He'll be 15 this December, and he's a freshman in high school. And then I've got Zeke that is 3.5, and, you know, he's just a bundle of energy. So if you guys have questions about anything mom related, I'm always happy to help and answer those questions. And I'd love to hear from you. More the merrier. All right. So while we're at it, why don't we do a couple of more funny ones that have come in just over time?
Okay.
All right.
Mom, I'm going to Viviana's for a bit before work.
Okay.
And the other number from this group chat is a mattress place.
I do remember that one coming in. So I think that sometimes by accident, I get people's text messages. Somehow randomly, I get added, and I actually see these text messages that are quite funny. I've had quite a few of those.
How about trying to refinance my car?
Oh, okay. That's a good one. That one's not actually a funny one, but that one is something that I have gotten quite a few times. So here at Mortgage Mom Radio, we only do residential financing. This can actually turn into a little bit more education, which is good. So I'll kind of elaborate on it. But what is residential financing? So that is actually properties that are considered 1 to 4 units. Anything over 4 units is considered commercial. So we don't do land. I do have a great loan officer I could refer you to that does do land loans if you're looking for that. But we are looking at homes that are either being built by a builder and going to be complete at the time of closing, and the properties that are between 1 and 4 units. So again, over 5 units is considered commercial. So we do not refinance cars. I can't even really refer you to somebody that refinances cars. It's outside of my realm. But if you are wondering if you should refinance your car, I would be more than happy to talk through that financial piece with you to make sure that it's something that you should or shouldn't do. But I can't do it for you, and I can't help you with it, and I don't have anybody to refer you to get that done. Okay, so let's get back to like a mortgage question.
All right.
All right.
Fine.
All right.
Next time we'll have some more funny ones.
Yeah, we'll have some funny ones. Yeah, we'll have to actually dig through all of the text messages that have been coming in over the last couple of years. And I'll pull out all of the really funny ones and we'll just do like a blooper episode.
There you go.
All right.
All right. I have my property taxes included in my loan. Is there a way to pay it biannually instead of monthly in my loan?
So no, if it's in your loan, you're going to pay it monthly if it's in the loan. Now, if you have at least 10% equity in your loan or more, and you are in a conventional loan, not a government loan, so not a VA or FHA, but if you are in a conventional loan and you have at least 10% equity in your home, you can actually have the taxes removed from your impound account. So you could call your mortgage lender and ask them to remove the impounds or the escrow account, and you could pay those property taxes and insurance on your own rather than being part of the monthly payment. But you would be responsible to pay those on your own. Having them included in the loan and having the mortgage company make those payments for you, you have to pay it monthly. That's just how they do it. So that was a good question, though.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Yeah, and I don't know if whoever asked the question, I don't know if they meant, you know, does it have to be in the loan or can it be separate, or if they truly wanted to just pay it to their mortgage lender every 6 months and then let the mortgage lender make the payment out. That's the part with texting that I'm kind of guessing what that question is related to.
I think you did good. It's hard. You have to kind of read into the text message a little bit and kind of figure out what the question was.
Exactly. So just because we are done does not mean that we are going to go away. If you guys have questions, keep those text messages coming. Happy to continue to answer those for you. Text the word MOM to 474747. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. And we'll be back right here again next week, Saturday at 7. If you miss us and you just haven't gotten enough, go to the podcast. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can listen to the podcast there. You can get it from iTunes, Google Play, wherever you know you like to listen to your podcast. But everything that we've ever done is up on that podcast, and you've got years of education there for free. You guys have a great weekend.
Bye.
The Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. You've probably heard me talk about this blended rate calculator over and over again, but what is it really? You have everything ready to go. You know what your mortgage balance is. You know what your interest rate is. You know what that home equity line of credit interest rate is, as well as those credit cards that you have, car loans, student loans. Let's get all of those put into that calculator, and let's see what the average interest rate is that you are truly paying on all of your debts combined. With interest rates at a three-year low, we may be able to refinance your home, pay off those debts, and get you into a much better interest rate over all of your combined debts than what you are paying today. Call Mom at 844-935-3634.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermantz. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermantz Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermantz Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermantz Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do I do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or The Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there, and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC.